This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
All right, Michael, it was a great night for the Rockies. It was a great night for Cole Kerrig. I believe he was the only, like the first Rocky to ever have a triple and a walk on his first game in Rockies history, and I think the number's only like 49 or something like that of players that have actually done something similar with that stat line. Unfortunately, it was a little overshadowed because White Sox rookie Braden Montgomery on Tuesday became the fifth player since 1900 to hit a walk-off homer in his Major League Baseball debut. He hit an 0-1 changeup off Atlanta Braves' closer, Iglesias, if I could say that, erasing a 5-4 deficit with two outs and a runner on third base in the bottom of the 10th inning. And it was just crazy. It was so even that moment, like that obviously overshadowed. I didn't think Rockies highlights were going to be on, you know, ESPN anyway. But, you know, some young players making some big plays. So that was a fun moment, I'm sure, for the White Sox. Big 12 athletic directors hold call to air out grievances over Sorsby ruling. So they get together. They held a spirited call, according to Pete Thamel of ESPN, around midday with Commissioner Brett Yormack. The call underscored that the league's athletic directors accept Tech's Kirby. Is it Kirby Hokut? Is that the athletic director for Texas Tech? Are united around the notion that Sorsby should not be eligible for next season. The conversation came in the wake of a hailstorm of reaction from the league, blah, blah, blah. The tenor of Tuesday's call being strongly against Texas Tech, considering athletic directors in the league have said they are disgusted, disheartened, and sad over the judge's decision. But the question remains whether the rhetoric will yield any results. Sources told ESPN that the call was the first in three expected steps by the Big 12 to potentially address the Sorsby situation. On Thursday, the Big 12's executive board will meet with Yormark and review options moving forward. Kansas Chancellor Doug Girod is the Big 12 board chair. That will be followed by a meeting of the Big 12's full board of presidents and chancellors, which is expected early next week. Michael, is it collusion if the commissioner makes it a rule? If the commissioner says, I heard feedback from everybody, but I'm deciding that as a conference, we're not going to play Texas Tech this year, even though they're in our conference.
I don't think it's collusion, but I do think it's legally questionable.
So you couldn't do that?
I mean, I would. I'd say screw that. Let's take the lawsuit on.
You can't have players that gambled on your team. I don't care. Michael, I definitely believe in forgiveness. And I think Sorsby should absolutely be forgiven for cheating the game. I do. But you got to ask for forgiveness to get forgiveness. And he might have asked for it, but he's also playing the same game that he is asking the forgiveness to be given. And I think that's wrong. I think it's wrong on him. I think it's a moral issue. And I think it's a moral issue in college sports if we just continue to act like this is just okay. I'm imploring the Big 12 to maybe just take one for the team. Because what happens if they collude? Seriously, do we know?
They probably owe money.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Everybody, every institution across the country, pro sports, college sports, even people in high school who do not want you gambling on a high school, they're all united and they're all behind you.
This is just interesting. Thamel writes, it is unknown whether the league could rule Sorsby ineligible or not, allow him to play, which was the approach athletic director seemed to favor on Tuesday's call. The ruling in Texas does not allow the NCAA to forbid Sorsby from practicing, playing, or otherwise participating for Texas Tech this season. However, the Big 12's option could include an interpretation of League Bylaw 3.6, which allows the conference to kind of come together for disciplines such as prohibitions on appearance in postseason events or televised events, restrictions on revenue distributions, and limitations on recruiting or scholarships. So the Big 12 could potentially, maybe it's collusion. I don't know. Mark was really hot and heavy on the collusion thing, and this is a Big 12 broadcaster, by the way. So he's disgusted with it. Let me be clear with the Sorsby stuff. I mean, Mark has been disgusted with just about everything that's gone on with college sports lately. So, but him talking about collusion, that, I'll be honest, maybe I'm an idiot, Michael, maybe. But that was the first time that it crossed my mind. And you acted shocked, too, so don't act like you're Mr. Scientist back there either.
Oh, I am totally a scientist. I know my science biologies.
Okay.
Look, I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you, and I was shocked. I was like, I
haven't heard a lot
about
it outside
that.
Of Mark talking about it, though. Anyway, the Big 12 is within their rights to do something.
Do it.
They can keep him from practicing, playing, or otherwise participating. But my question is, how does the Big 12 then not get sued? So if you
they will,
and then he'd win, right?
He would probably win, but hopefully you get a different judge.
Who would hear that case? It'd be a Texas judge still.
No, I think
it'd have to be.
No, it's true. The league is in Texas.
Okay, yeah. So it'd be a Texas judge still.
Hopefully a different Texas judge. Hopefully a judge.
So their headquarters are in Texas. Big 12 headquarters are in Texas.
Yeah, I think that. It moved to Texas when Texas and Texas A&M joined the Big 8 to make it the Big 12.
Ah, okay. All right. I guess I didn't really pay attention to that stuff. It could also include an interpretation of league bylaw of a different league bylaw too that would just allow it wouldn't necessarily allow them to come together as a conference and say we won't play you. But there are bylaws that allow teams specifically to say we are opposed to playing that team, and you couldn't really. What's Sorsby going to do? Would he sue a team for not playing him? Like if CU, if Coach Prime puts his foot down, and Fernando Lovo put the foot down, and they say we're not going to play you, does Sorsby then sue them?
He could sue them. I don't think he could win in court because it's
I don't think so.
The team uniting. Whether it's the players themselves.
And you brought up the volleyball story with the Boise State and San Jose State. And I don't think Boise State, other than, people upset one way or the other, I don't think they received any kind of backlash. I don't know. I'm not aware of anybody getting taken over to court over that case. And maybe I'm off. Maybe I'm off on that. Could be wrong. I stopped following it after about a week.
I don't think that they would be, that they could be sued.
Aaron,
if they colluded, yes, but if it was just them within their department saying, we don't think that this is moral, we don't think that this helps the game.
They got to be careful here because they are having conversations and they are venting. It's similar to the NFL thing that came close to collusion on the quarterbacks. What turned out to be, at least proven, was that owners of teams got together in the NFL and what was at least proven was that they got close to collusion, but it was more or less venting about the amount of money quarterbacks were making, especially the quarterbacks in question, like Russell Wilson, Lamar Jackson, and Kyler Murray, I think, was the other one. And then obviously it stemmed from the Deshaun Watson contract. And then when those three were coming up, it was, what are we doing here? But it turned out to be, to my understanding, nothing more than a vent session that said that proved that it was close to being collusion. Aaron says the schools could just forfeit the game against Texas Tech. I'm sure the playoff selection committee would not select them with a perfect round due to forfeits.
Yeah, and none of them want that. No, the Big 12 is not as powerful in football as they used to be.
No, but the Big 10 did step out first and started saying things like, hey, you know, we're not. Well, you got Georgia in the SEC and you got Nebraska in the Big 10 saying, hey, we're not going to do this.
And that's Georgia and former Big 12 member Nebraska.
100%.
Nebraska, you can't take them as seriously as you used to be able to take them. But
no,
they're still a powerful
institute.
They're still heard.
And they're, last I checked, Mike, don't they have a powerhouse volleyball team? Wouldn't that include volleyball not playing Texas Tech as well?
Yeah. And Texas Tech, by the way, I think just won the softball championship.
There you go.
So that could be their final championship for a very long time.
Yeah, and you got to wonder if the College Football Playoff Committee weighs a lot of this too. If they look at it and say, dude, you got a guy on your team that shouldn't even be playing.
I don't know if they could.
They could, because they could not rank them. They could rank them, but not just keep them ranked right outside of the playoffs. And they could give reasoning.
Yeah, but that would be collusion. And there's no actual rule.
Yeah, true. But if each person that's ranking of their own accord decides, I don't think that they might be good, but yeah, it's tricky territory.
That is tricky territory, because then do you go, oh, I don't like this quarterback from this team because I think this quarterback has done something immoral, blah, blah,
yeah,
drinking, driving,
but no,
or something.
But this one is like, no, you flat out broke a college rule. Faith says, all this talk, though, but does the coach have to play him? He may not even be a starter at this point. Is he their best option at quarterback? Yeah, he's good. He's a good quarterback. I don't know that Texas Tech would do that, because then they could potentially get in trouble. So last year at Cincinnati, are these numbers good, Michael? 61.6 completion percentage, 2,800 yards, 27 touchdowns to 5 interceptions.
Okay, the 27 touchdowns to 5 interceptions at Cincinnati is a positive thing. The 61% completion percentage, but it depends on the offense, though. Are they gunning the ball down the field all the time, or is he dumping it off to running backs?
I mean, he's throwing like 20 times a game. No, 25 times a game. Looks like, maybe. He had some really good games last year. Against Kansas, he had 388 yards and 2 touchdowns. I know. I'm just giving you the stats, okay? I'm seeing any good, you know, against BYU. They lost 26-14, but he threw for 300 yards and 2 touchdowns.
What did he do against Oregon?
Did not play them.
Oh, really? Did he get hurt?
No, they didn't play Oregon last year.
Oh, that's right. He's on Texas Tech this year.
He's on Texas Tech this year. This was for Cincinnati.
Yeah, I was thinking, sorry, Texas Tech lost to Oregon last year.
Yeah, so
I'm using my brain now.
Yeah, I mean, he's good. And from what I understand, he's their best option. So who knows where this is really going to go, man. But, the Big 12, they are meeting about this. The call was summarized by Yormark in a prepared statement like this, quote, "We had a thoughtful and productive conversation with our athletic directors today as we continue to work through the broader implications of what this is. Many of our athletic directors voiced their opinions. We will continue to have open and honest dialogue amongst the group. And until there is something to report, these conversations will remain within the conference." Now you better make sure you're not taking a vote on whether you got to make it. Here's what you need to do, Mike. You have to avoid collusion. If you want to avoid collusion, then you would need to, as the commissioner, your teams, if you do not want to play them, we will back that. We're not going to fight you on it. We're not going to come out with a statement that says we're disappointed or anything like that. You'll be in no jeopardy based on that of losing any leverage or power in the conference. So we'll allow it. It will be up to you as a team. And then, Michael, it's going to be up to the first team to take the first step, whoever that is. Is it CU? Coach Prime's pretty bold, Mike. Coach Prime's pretty adamant about fixing some of this. I mean, he's not as adamant as I've heard, but he's definitely one of them that's like trying to edit some of the way we do business in college sports.
He doesn't have as much pull, I think, as he used to.
2 years ago.
His team's not as good. He's got pull with the fans, doesn't, I don't think, have as much pull with actual
coaches. Within the conference.
If you want someone like to seriously do something, if you want a coach to seriously, you got Kirby Smart.
Yes.
Like that guy, his opinion matters.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I'm talking about within the Big 12.
Within the Big 12, I don't know the names of the coaches.
I mean, just looking at the blue blood type teams, who would need to lead this thing?
I mean, Nebraska.
Texas Tech. They were the best team in the. It was Texas Tech and BYU. Shouldn't it be BYU?
I don't know if that's a BYU thing. They're a religious institution. They care. They do have rules. They do have rules.
I bet you they don't want people gambling.
I mean, they kicked a guy off the team for having sex before marriage.
Yeah. So if anyone were to say, hey, we're taking a stand on this, gambling, get away, then it would be BYU or Utah?
Utah just lost their coach.
Now Whittingham's gone, yeah. How would that decision factor into the college football playoff selection committee to not play Tech? Will these decisions to not play Tech spill over to other sports, says Go Pokes? That's my initial belief, was that it was Nebraska and kind of Georgia saying we're not going to schedule Texas Tech in any sport for the foreseeable future, is what we were. And that could change. Obviously, all this stuff can change.
And there are plenty of other teams that Texas Tech can go to and say, oh, we played this really great schedule. But you have two traditionally pretty good athletic departments saying no. Hopefully that leads to more athletic departments saying no. Because, you know, there's always going to be one or two guys who are like, well, we don't like this, however,
so
they're good on our schedule.
If the Big 12 bows out, let's say, within the next week, and they say, you know, teams just start dropping like flies. They're like, hey, we're not going to play Texas Tech. What does Texas Tech do then? Do they rebuild a schedule?
Well, the UNC Bears have a bye week.
Do they join the Mountain West in good faith and build a schedule up, and then they poach? They start their no. They'd have to find a scheduling partner or something, right?
I mean, maybe they'd be the next big Pac-12 team. Pac-8.
No, the Pac-12 would be like, you know what? What is gambling? Right? Come on over, Texas Tech.
What's a little gambling
going to do?
Gonzaga won't play you in basketball, but, you know, we need your football team.
Faith says, because it also gives the team could make their own statement and just not play him. Again, they're not going to, though. Because here's the thing. Mark asked me on the air, he put me on the spot, and he said, Brady, what has Texas Tech done wrong in all this? Well, they did actually appeal the initial ruling by the NCAA. The NCAA ruled him ineligible, and Texas Tech did appeal that and lost it. Then it got taken over by the courts because Sorsby sued, and the judge, as we know, said, yeah, no, you're good. So from that belief, Texas Tech is backing their guy. Now, again, if they didn't back him, would they get sued too? You know, hey, I told you guys I had a mental health thing, and you didn't go to bat for me. The NCAA said I was ineligible, and you didn't go to bat for me. I'm suing you, too.
I think they half-heartedly went to bat for him. But
really? So would they bench him?
I don't think they would want to risk the lawsuit unless there is some serious – unless they lose half their schedule and they can't find someone. They can't find a Youngstown State or Savannah State to play them. then they're
let's
like,
read some text because you were wrong again. Texas Tech did not win the softball championship. Texas beat us in two games.
Oh, I thought they did.
You got a Texas Tech guy saying you were wrong. Which
again, what does your Texas Tech guy have to say about this?
Travis, the new guy, is our Texas Tech guy, and he's appalled based on one of the texts he sent yesterday. I don't think he likes what's going on.
Look, I'd be appalled if it was Jonah Coleman.
Tom, don't call me Tommy Shaw, says Brady. The NCAA needs to call you. Your take on this issue is spot on, referring to the gambling issue. It's completely. It is completely incorrect. Sorry, I got a little heated there. It's okay. I've been heated. What, Mike? God.
I absolutely agree. And I think that the NCAA should listen to more members of the media because they have a different point of view.
But Tommy's specifically saying, but he's specifically saying me.
Well, yes, but like that I think your opinions are almost as valid as mine.
You're the one who's like, I have a plan that's going to fix college sports. Just make it against the rules for him to gamble. That's what you dropped yesterday. And I'm like, they did, Mike.
No, but there needs to be a committee that oversees, like a real committee of diverse people.
Doesn't
and
matter
fields.
If you put Sonny and Cher on the committee, Michael. You could put who's the most popular person in the world? What's her face? The singer. I can't think of her name. The
Adele?
Singer. No, Kelsey's wife, girlfriend, fiance.
The devil?
No, come on. What's her name? I don't care who you put on this committee. The rule was in place.
First of all, Sonny and Cher can't be on there because Sonny's dead.
I'm aware of that. I'm serious, man. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I just blanked on her name.
Yeah, that happens to me all the time.
What the hell's her name?
Taylor Swift?
Swiftie. Taylor Swift. There it is. Golly. I'm almost 40, I guess, Mike. I'm almost in your territory.
Yeah.
Texter from John Fort Wagers. Even a blind squirrel finds an acorn every once in a while. Rockies lose. Thanks for the Rockies. Lose next two. Soresby has a great chance to win the Art Schlichter Betting Slips Award. John Fort Wagers. Faith Taylor Swift. Thank you. Faith always is got my back when I screw up names, which is all the time.
Thank you, Faith. You know what? I want to hear from an actual player. What a player thinks about this.
I mean, we're going to probably interview CSU and UNC players throughout the year, but I'm just going to guess that I will be told to not ask. I have not been told this yet, but I'm going to guess I'm not going to be able to ask what they think of the whole gambling thing. We could ask like Brock Wisney. You know, I'm guessing Brock would. You know, Brock.
Let me text him right now.
No, please don't text him. You're not supposed to have people's numbers. You're supposed to forget those numbers, Mike.
I'm the one that got him on. Not really.
Tay-Tay says, go Pokes. Thank you. I just blanked out, man. All right, 28 minutes after. I also have a top story, like a local. Oh, Faith says Miles and I had a long talk about this yesterday. Okay. Care to comment, Faith? What did Miles have to say? This is a local top story of the day, Michael. This is a sad one for me, man. I love Altitude, right? You know I'm a big Altitude fan. I love a lot of those guys over there, right? And they are now this is public news because it was on his Instagram last night. They're letting go of Chris Dempsey. Chris Dempsey has been one of my great friends. No, I don't want to say great friends. It's not like we hang out, but I've had him on my show a lot over the years. And I was a fan of his when he was writing for the Denver Post. And I read his stuff all the time. And I got to meet him. I went to a Nuggets practice once, years and years ago. And I saw Chris leaning up against the wall watching the Nuggets. And I was like, holy crap, that's Chris Dempsey. And I'm a nerd. So I read stuff and I recognize writers and all that. And this was before he was with Altitude. But he was already making a pretty damn good name for himself. So I went and introduced myself. And Mike, I can't tell you how many big wigs, even when I was doing stuff in Denver, how many big wigs just kind of looked at me like I should be on the tractor somewhere. You know what I mean? And Chris was like, I told him, hey, man, I've been reading your stuff for a long time. Shakes my hand, brings it in for a hug. He's like, dude, anything you need in this industry, you let me know. Gave me his cell phone number right then and there. First time I've ever met the dude. And we developed kind of this, you know, mainly just texting, chatting once in a while. But that was a guy that was like, anything you need in this industry, you let me know. And he actually meant it. He's been a mentor kind of guy for me for many, many years. And I saw that news last night. I don't know about budget cuts. I'm not going to pretend to put myself in the business mindset because I don't work there. But that, because I get how that goes. Lord knows we've lost people here at the radio station, and you get listeners all the time. They're like, why is that person gone? You guys are terrible. And you know, they don't know all the circumstances. So I don't want to get into that. All I'm going to say is this is a tough one because Dempsey was a great voice for the Denver Nuggets. And he was a professional, amazing dude. And I'm just rooting for the man. So that's not like a national top story, but it's a top story here on the whole show.
Yeah, that's kind of sad. He was a good insider and a good dude. Every time I talk to him for 5 minutes on the phone,
he's in. You know what? I like to think I'm unique in that way, where he gave me his cell phone number and he hooked me up. Every young journalist, I used to be young, says the same thing. And I'm not a journalist, by the way, but they all say the same thing. It's like Chris hooked me up, gave me his information. He read my stuff. He told me what I was doing wrong. I got emotional watching it last night. I don't connect with a lot of, you know, we have great insiders and they're great guests. But if Keeler gets fired, I'm just joking. He'll kill me for that. Faith says, we can have a side conversation more in depth about it, but basically think it's going to open a can of worms that won't be controlled because basically if it's this easy to go over the head of the NCAA, nothing will be controlled anymore. Yeah, that's exactly right. Shout out to my man Chris Dempsey, though. 31 minutes after the hour, we got Sean Keeler, Keeling Me Softy. And for the record, yes, I would be devastated if my guy Keeler was not writing for the Denver Post anymore either. We love our insiders here, Mike. Don't always agree with them, but they're great. That's why we pick them to be on the whole show. We'll be right back.
Off season for the Avalanche and the Nuggets. What needs to change? Follow along with us on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
That might be beneath him, he said, Chris. You could read. You want to read his text? You want to read Eastside Chris's text? You want to read
Hang
it
on,
out?
I got to get the window
up. Oh, my God. You don't even have it up? Can you read it out loud for the class, please?
He might be able to co-host and produce.
Yeah.
I'd have to teach him a lot of things, and I'm not the best teacher of all time.
What? You're not the best at anything?
I'm getting better. I'm improving.
I'm rooting for Chris, man. He's awesome. Travis, the new guy. Yes, I am appalled, and I have no desire to watch any Texas Tech football this year. So are you jumping ship? Are you looking for a new team to support, Travis, the new guy? I don't care who you support. I'm just wondering, like, are you going to watch football at all, or is it one of those things that just kind of, like, turned you off to the whole thing?
I have a couple of recommendations.
Who?
I mean, you could root for CU, CSU, UNC. Like that, you could just go buy a bunch of green and gold.
What about Wyoming?
Yeah, those are some ugly uniforms, and there are way too many Buffalo Bills fans there.
They're one of those uniforms. They're so ugly that I like them. I actually like them.
They're not the worst I've ever seen.
They're so ugly. They're good.
The Broncos mustard and brown are pretty bad, and
I love them. I have a hat with that. I have it.
And I don't know. I don't like it.
Well, I love it.
You know, another bad one was the 70s Astros.
I can refresh my memory.
It had like this ugly multicolored sunset.
GoPoke says Michael is ugly. Got you.
Have you met me?
Go Pokes?
I'm very handsome. Look, I'm not calling myself a 10, but I am better than a 1. I'm somewhere in between 1 and 9. So I'm
better,
like either between a 2 and a 9, I think.
Better than a 1, huh?
Better than a 1.
Someone thinks highly of themselves.
1 is someone who was born, and you look at that person's face, and you're like, oh, that's unfortunate.
Dude, see, I'm looking at the Astros jersey. Like, those are cool. I like them.
Are we talking about the same?
I think so, yeah.
Worst ones of all time. The San Diego Padres, like, Taco Bell uniforms.
Yeah. No, I'm good with it. Go Pokes, you're no brown and gold, Michael. Man, he is roasting you right now. He is roasting you. Go Pokes,
I could make a pun, but that
up.
I could make a joke right now,
don't.
But I'm not going to.
Travis, the new guy, says, maybe I'll go to some UNC games, but for the most part, I'm just going to play really bad golf more this fall.
I just wonder if
it's really going to do that for people.
I'd rather go outside than play golf.
I don't think this one is a nothing burger, Mike. I think there's a lot of stories in college where it's like, oh, the kids are getting paid too much. But then come Saturday night, you're sitting there with your beer in your hand, and you're like, what am I going to do? Watch Everybody Loves Raymond for the 477th time? Close second, but no, I'm going to flip this game on because this is awesome. And then you forget all about it. The gambling thing, this one actually, I think, has staying power. I think it has staying power.
Yeah, and if you're a better person than me, you would stop rooting for that team. But I would still, if it was my Washington Huskies quarterback, I'd be against it, but I'd still root for the team.
Nobody cares about Washington. Faith texting, and this really makes me sad for guys like Eric Gibson Jr. Situations like that, that are so easy to be in favor of, but weren't. And we now have a gambler of college football playing college football. Like, Eric Gibson Jr. got screwed over because LSU invited him to basically, they got him there. He essentially, that counted as a year for him, and then they told him, yeah, we don't have room on the roster for you. But he continued to, he had to stay at LSU for a semester. So that counted as a season for him. And the guy couldn't play another year for UNC because of that. They came out, the NCAA came out and said, no, even though the LSU athletic director was in favor of Eric Gibson Jr. getting another year, the NCAA said no. And again, Gibson said, okay, fine, and moved on, and he's just playing at a lower level now because he has a year of eligibility there.
That's why I said in the last segment that the NCAA needs to listen to more media members because they have a lot of ideas the NCAA hasn't considered.
Yeah, but you're missing the point. What is a media member going to tell the NCAA on the gambling thing? They said it was against the rules.
I'm not saying just that. I'm saying, like, the Eric Gibson Jr. situation.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure everybody in the media outside of Louisiana would be like,
I think they actually might even side with him. That's what Ed Lamb was telling me. I don't know if directly media, but if they paid attention, there's no reason Eric Gibson Jr. is not playing for the UNC Bears right now. Like, that is such a crappy deal because LSU calls him, they recruit him, he goes there. And then they're like, yeah, we're stacked, man. Because they throw out a wide net, and they get 20 different quarterbacks there. And then they weed you out, and then it's like he's there at Louisiana. He's got to go to school. He finishes the first semester there. And they counted that as a year. He didn't even suit up for him. Like, what are we doing here? That's where the NCAA, like, listen, this whole gambling thing, I'm on their side. That does not make us friends. They have screwed up so many things, and that's one in particular that they screw up a lot. They look like the good guy in this gambling case right now, but they're not. They're 100% not. They're just as bad as this Texas judge.
They're villainous in their stupidity.
12:41 the time. Let's take a quick break, Michael. Coming up in the final hour of the show, I got clip of the day. I got a little spunk. There's a little spunk going on in Denver. I do have spunk, Michael, but there's spunk going on in Denver. And I'll talk about what that's all about. Sean Keeler, Keeling Me Softly, will join us. Also, the Broncos defense, they were really good at almost everything. But what's one thing they need to be much better at if they want to follow up a phenomenal year of defense? We'll get to that later on, too. It's the whole show. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network. And you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
All right. right, pay attention. I'm going to do my I'm going to do trivia giveaway today cuz I still got we got to give these away and it didn't work out with the abs. I understand that, but we got a $50 good for Mr. Money Greeley, the pawn shop that has it all. And a $25 gift certificate to Bigger City Roadhouse. If you can answer this trivia question correctly, and it's a callback to an earlier segment, that's all I'm going to say. And I'll do that after I make my piece here. Kirby Hoka, the director of athletics for Texas Tech, did release a statement earlier today. I just missed it. I'll read some of it. I've watched the reaction to Monday's court ruling with great respect for my colleagues across college athletics. Many of them are people I admire, but I also owe it to Texas Tech and, frankly, to the truth, to offer a few facts that seem to be getting lost in the noise. Brendan Sorsby has not played a single down of football as a Red Raider. He will miss the first two games of the 26th season under the terms of the court's ruling. What happens after that will depend in no small part on how his recovery continues to progress. Side note, just don't gamble. Progress, I should say. We're taking it one day at a time as he is. We'll evaluate his recovery, compliance, and readiness as we go. We are watching closely. We are deeply committed to his progress and well-being, and we are not operating on blind faith. We are operating on a comprehensive clinical and compliance structure that we committed to before the court ruled in Brendan's lawsuit against the NCAA. Texas Tech is not a party to Brendan's lawsuit. We did not file it. We did not fund it. A young man in treatment for a clinically diagnosed addiction exercised his legal right to seek a remedy in court, and a judge agreed with him. A remedy for a sports gambling addiction? A remedy is for you to continue playing sports? Sorry. That's all I'm going to read about.
I'm going to run this bar while being an alcoholic.
I retweeted it if you want to read the rest, but it's just, it's not, it's, again, it's not that he wrote anything wrong. That's what you had to write.
Yeah, lawyer.
But, yeah. But saying, you know, that'll all depend on his recovery. Just, okay. He said, Chris says, I've chauffeured for Michael. Respectable looking young man.
I agree. I think it might have been the Broncos shirt.
1 to 9 is where you're thinking you sit somewhere in that?
All right. A 2 to 9. I'm not a 1.
I'm giving away this $25 gift certificate to Big City Roadhouse right now. Also $50 cash, Mr. Money Cash, for the best pawn shop around that has it all in downtown Greeley. The Fort Collins what owner was on my show
Lampkins
earlier yesterday. Don't give away. The Fort Collins what owner was
Lampkins
on my show? Stop interrupting the question. God. What am I supposed to do with you? I can't even ask the question. Stop. This is not you. Nobody wants to hear your stupid whatever you're going to do. But it's so funny. I'm just going to say the wrong answer. I'm so funny. You are a one. You're not even a one. The Fort Collins what owner was on my show earlier. Call right now. Be the first caller to get it right. 970-353-1310. And please, yell at Michael and call him a one. 970-353-1310.
Good morning, NOCO has their eyes on the skies this summer. Here, Denver and Front Range Weather's Cody Wilson on the show for the latest local forecast on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
So I just saw this from the Denver Post. Michael, we just talked about Chris Dempsey. Chris Marlowe and Scott Hastings, play-by-play and color commentator for the Denver Nuggets, also out for the broadcast next season. So altitude shaking things up. I'll get more on that story coming up. I'll check it out, but I just saw the headline. So we'll dive into that in the final hour of the show. And it's a rough business, man. And yet, here we are. Clip of the day coming up next.
The
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.